This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to the show. Come on, I get it. I get it. You want to stop the totalitarians. It's all about that. We do that here on the show daily. Yes, we do with Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, the absolute talk monster. Okay, so it's a giddy feeling, but the demise of California is at hand. And if you did not hear the reportage from the last hour, which I thought was brilliant, our own Chris Street, the man who has the crystal ball. I'm serious. I've never seen it, but I always say that this guy, this Chris Street guy, he's got a black room. It's a black room. And in the middle of the room sits a glowing crystal ball. And he goes in and he lays hands on the crystal ball and he gets his predictions. Always 100% accurate. In the last 2 years, he's been predicting that California is going to come up really short of cash sometimes. Well, it just so happens that right now we're having the scandal of scandals that is developing in California. And that is, they can't account for $320 billion dollars. I'm sorry if I stutter, but I'm more choking. Billion. 320. Now, listen, I get it. You know, you can do checkbook accounting. You can do it in your head. You can put it out on paper. You can do all your high accounting skills and everything else. But this is like this is like a financial collapse. I mean, this is like pulling the plug on everything in California. So 320. I'll just say this. 320. I'm perseverating now. I need to slap myself upside the head a little bit. $320 billion they can't account for. They don't have receipts for it. Yeah, that's the latest report that we've got by way of our reportage that's been going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, an article that came out today. I'm going to get that article up here real quick on Agenda. We have it's posted up on Agenda 21 Radio, so you might want to check it out. The California credit downgrade soon. It's an article that came out today. Suing California to produce a state checkbook by Adam Adarinsky. Interesting, this article. He is the co-founder of OpenTheCheckbooks.com. And interesting, in this article, he alleges that credit downgrade is going to come. It's from Real Clear Politics. So now listen, for those of you you guys are nothing but fake news. Okay, we got that. We got that from all the people in California. You guys are fake news. You don't know what you're talking about with these financials. Yeah. We heard this just everybody, and, you know, and sometimes we get in some of our town halls and some of their conversations, we get these people that really, well, you tell me about this. You're wrong. Well, okay, here we go. Let's see how wrong we really are, right? I mean, this is so in your face, it's not even funny. We start the article off with a little bit of a writing. It says, New California State predicted this last year when the state's controller, Betty Yee, stopped producing the monthly audit reports required by law. Chris Street has made numerous attempts to get the report, but over the course of almost 1 year, there have been no reports coming. Street has been able to determine that what was in each monthly report from other sources and has been telling the world that California was going to have a credit downgrade that would occur in March or April of 2020. In this time frame, in this quarter. It says, to lessen the financial blow, the state upped the 3 months, the state's primary election, for the state's primary election, and is making sure there are school construction bonds being placed on the ballot to the tune of $27 billion. Once the bonds are voter approved, the money will come into the state coffers. If the past is any indicator, look for the state to use this money to pay basic bills. In other words, the kids will never see this. The classrooms will never, you know, you won't see new classrooms. He goes on in the article and says, this is from Adam, Andrzejewski. Something like that. It's really complicated. It's like high finance name, last name. It says, this is what he is reporting. He's got a subsection in his, and we're gonna depart from this after this segment here at the A block. It says, he says, we believe open government movement is revolutionizing public policy. Okay. Now this is what he says here. It says, the purpose of transparency isn't to scold state officials, but to encourage accountability, trust, and better public policy. Here are just three critical issues facing the Golden State that could be improved by transparency. Now, of course, they're offering solutions to something that just there's no solution for this other than to, you know, commit to the will of the people, which is the New California. And this is what I say, you know, they're in a real bind now. I mean, this is billions. By the way, I'm putting the state of California on notice for New California. You put these $27 billion worth of bonds up there, we're not taking that into account when we go to negotiate with you because you're going to need our help to get out of this financial bind. We know that. And here's the evidence. And, I mean, this is when people go to jail for long time stuff. It says, state credit rating. Listen to this. State credit rating. The state auditor just issued a report saying the state's $1.1 billion accounting system, FISCAL, is so flawed that it could lead the state to a credit downgrade. So they're saying this, the state, that is so flawed that it could lead the state to a credit downgrade. That's is FISCAL. And, of course, this is where the corruption really begins, is in these numbers. Corruption. Controller Yee claims that 99.7% of all state payments were properly paid, even though she told us she can't find her receipts. She can't find her receipts. I want you to think about that. Listen, I got receipts all over my body, it seems like. We have receipts. She can't find her receipts. It's like she can't find her electronic checkbook. You know, we have verification through, you know, the electronic checkbook and other sources, but she can't find her receipts? Listen to this. Betty Yee is probably the only one of 40 million California who believes the state government is that efficient, effective, and honest. Yee estimates that the state only loses a mere 0.3%. That's less than one-third of 1% of state dollars every year, though waste, abuse, and physical through waste, abuse, and physical mismanagement. The state's myriad problems suggest this is a fantasy. You think? Oh, God, it gets worse. It says homelessness populations 2014 state proposition taxed millionaires to provide funds for mental health services. How did San Francisco, home to 7,500 people, manage its funds? Last summer, we published an interactive poop map. This is a great one. Listen to this, though. This is where the rubber meets the road. California, a state whose $3 trillion GDP ranks it ahead of the United Kingdom, spends an enormous sum of money. The state spends more than $320 billion per year with taxpayer funding. But they cannot account for this. It shouldn't take subpoenas and litigation to find up to $320 billion in annual state payments and show taxpayers how they spent their money. They don't have an accounting for $320 billion in California. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram. Tom Solar. Well, hello and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Looking at the myriad myriad of things going on, we're looking at the Kobe Bryant issue and, of course, the... I got to tell you, I'm incredibly disturbed when I think about it, but I was... When you go through the, I was in Burbank on Sunday, taking off on an airplane, a major airline carrier, and we had to stop. We were supposed to take off at 9:35, and we had to pause. We got in the plane and everything, and we taxied out and everything, but we had to pause because of fog, F-O-G, which, I'm always tenuous about flying in fog, especially at low level, but takeoffs are, it gets you through within a few seconds, you're above the clouds. But the problem was it was really foggy in Burbank at the time. And so, you could see, they couldn't see the runway, clearly. So they had to delay. So we had to delay. And so the pilot says, we're going to go ahead and pull up now. We're ready for takeoff, got clearance for takeoff. And so we start and we pull around and, rotate over to the runway where you'd take off. And all of a sudden, he comes on and says, well, we have an ATC hold on now for some incident or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Some incident. And, of course, it was 9:45 in the morning. And in the records, you can hear and we played this yesterday. I'm not going to play it again, but we played the actual audio between the air traffic controllers. And the incident was the crash of the helicopter for Kobe Bryant, which was just really a few miles from us and also within the flight pattern. So obviously we were held up for that reason. And just an unmitigated disaster, of course. And we're finding out more and more and more about what was going on. And we'll give you more of an update on that that later. But, of course, the world is mourning the loss of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven other people on the helicopter. That's a problem. Seven other people on the helicopter. Anyway. So, interesting things. The Super Bowl is coming up. Right? Yeah. We also have the SARS pandemic going on right now. And we have Don Lemon. Panel blasted after mocking Trump supporters as illiterate, credulous rubble. Rubes. Okay, I'm going to bite on this one because this is one that that has come up, I guess. This is an hour ago that was published. Oh, last updated an hour ago, published 9 hours ago. I'm unaware of this. This is, again, some media slamming going on by various and sundry people. Tucker, CNN attacks Bernie Sanders for blasting sexists. We don't want to talk about that. It says this... Let's see what this says here. If this is, they sometimes put the videos not matched. Here we go.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. This election is coming up fast, faster than you may realize. How fast? Well, 6 months from tomorrow, the leadership of the Democratic Party will gather on the floor of a basketball arena in Milwaukee and formally nominate their presidential candidate. Now, at this point, as of right now, there's a strong chance that nominee will be Bernie Sanders. If that happens, if Sanders becomes the official leader of the Democratic Party, there will be chaos. The party's funders on Wall Street will recoil in terror at what's to come. They'll be joined in that terror by the establishment class in New York and Los Angeles, as well as by the entire intel and foreign policy bureaucracies in Washington. And all of them, all of these people demand to know one thing. How'd this happen? How did Bernie Sanders become the Democratic nominee? And that's a good question. Here's part of the answer. It all started last night at the Democratic debate in Des Moines when CNN President Jeff Zucker decided to destroy the Sanders for President campaign. Now, Zucker poses as a television executive, but he operates like a political consultant. His latest client is the Democratic establishment, which has dispatched him to crush Bernie Sanders before he can take control of the party. So just before last night's debate, CNN ran a story claiming, without any proof at all, that Bernie Sanders had once told Elizabeth Warren that a woman could not be president. Sanders denied that charge vigorously, but the message was unmistakable and crystal clear. He's a sexist. Don't vote for him. CNN relentlessly hyped the allegations on air, and then once again during the debate. Watch how Zucker's hand-selected moderator framed the story.
Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
Okay, is there something wrong with the question? Want to hear that again? I think this is where Tucker's going. Listen.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
Well, he said, I never said that. And she says, what did you think when he said that? Okay.
I disagreed.
Disagreed, right.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election? Which he clearly did because he's old and hates women and also lies a lot. Just more journalism from our friends on cable news. Suddenly, in weed-scented apartments around Brooklyn and the Bay Area, legions of Bernie supporters understood for the very first time why Donald Trump is always attacking CNN. Why? Because CNN deserves it. And thousands of them reached for their credit cards in response. By this morning, the Sanders campaign was reporting its best ever fundraising on a debate day, with more than 100,000 individual donations. So it turns out it's possible to level attacks that are so stupid and so unfair that they wind up helping the person you're trying to hurt. That's a lesson CNN has repeatedly failed to learn in the Trump era, and they were no smarter this time. From within Jeff Zucker's dark and airless bubble, everything seemed to be going precisely according to plan.
Sanders, look, a lot of it's personal preference. I didn't think his answer vis-a-vis Elizabeth Warren and what was said in that conversation was particularly good. He was largely dismissive. Well, I didn't say it. Everybody knows I didn't say it. We don't need to talk about it.
And I think what Bernie forgot was that this isn't a he said, she said story. This is a reported out story that CNN was part of breaking. So to have him just flat out say no, I think wasn't nearly enough to address that for the women watching.
And I can't imagine any woman watching last night and saying, I believe Bernie. I think people believe Elizabeth.
Oh, brother.
This was Elizabeth Warren's night. She needed to do something. And there was a banana peel sitting out there for Bernie to step on when it came to his comments about women. I think Bernie stepped on it and slid around. She knocked that moment.
This is Van Jones. And if you don't know who Van Jones is, Van Jones is a card-carrying communist. You want to talk about the decline of California public education? This is one of the guys who's most instrumental in it, by the way. Van Jones is a bald, open-faced communist.
Went out of the park.
Oh, CNN. It's a world where buffoonish old Joe Lockhart, mustard stains on his shirt, is suddenly a renowned expert on what women really want. Hilarious. Ask his first wife. But no one in Zuckerland thought it was funny at all. They had their orders. They proceeded to carry them out with grim determination. Onward to battle! Bernie must be stopped! It almost seemed personal, and in some ways it was personal. Just 4 days ago, CNN settled a lawsuit with its unionized employees for a record $76 million. It was the single largest payout ever collected in the 84-year history of the National Labor Relations Board. When that deal was announced, Bernie Sanders issued a statement celebrating the win for CNN's oppressed and miserable workforce. And they are, trust me. Quote, "Congratulations to the Communication Workers of America for this victory. This is the result of the union fighting for years to get these workers the justice they deserve." End quote. Jeff Zucker was not amused by that. He readied his troops for battle. But in the end, it didn't work. And by the way, it won't work. Americans may dislike politicians, but they hate the media more. If forced to choose between Bernie Sanders and CNN, most people will go with Bernie.
Yep, that's what will happen. They'll go with Bernie. He's an honest socialist. You should beware of the honest socialist. You know, I don't support Bernie, but he's honest, and that's a problem for the world. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so we had more impeachment hearings last night. Yesterday, of course, it was last night for me as I was watching it, kind of catching up to speed on what's going on. Of course, the first full day of defense of the president. Finally, there's getting some facts out there, and Mr. Dershowitz. I watched him, and specifically, I was very pleased with his performance, setting the record straight, Alan Dershowitz. And another one that was pretty interesting, and I didn't really get the whole thing, gist of it, and that is what Ken Starr said. And the Ken Starr situation was kind of interesting. You know, here's a guy who was the attorney. He's representing Donald Trump right now, but because he was the prosecuting attorney for Bill Clinton in the Clinton impeachment, so he's now on the president's legal defense team, right? And the Senate is, this is what he said, the Senate is being called to sit as the high court of impeachment all too frequently. Indeed, we are living in what I think can aptly be described as the age of impeachment, he told senators. Starr, who is an independent counsel, investigated then-President Bill Clinton ahead of the impeachment trial in the late 1990s, argued that no crimes were committed in Trump's case and sought to undermine House Democrats' case. Were crimes alleged in the articles of the common law of presidential impeachment? In Nixon, yes. In Clinton, yes. In here, no. Impeachment, he argued, should be at a last resort to remove a president from office. He urged senators to look at the text of the Constitution to restore the United States' history and tradition. Sounds like originalist constitutionalist thinking to me. Shocking. I think that's kind of interesting. Over the past five decades or so, with the investigation into President Richard Nixon and independent counsel provision, the Ethics in Government Act of 1978, impeachment has become increasingly used by the House, which is unprecedented in the history of the United States, Starr said. But the new chapter was not simply the age of independent counsels. It became, unbeknownst to the American people, the age of impeachment. And again, these provisions, when Nixon was impeached, Nixon dodged impeachment by resigning before the articles of impeachment could actually be voted on. So he was never impeached. Shocking. Nixon was never impeached. Donald J. Trump is impeached for life, according to Nancy Pelosi, right? Remember her coming out and making that statement? Miss Agenda 21. The 21er. So then you had the Ethics in Government Act of 1978, which became, you know, the entree, if you will, for the House to be able to run these impeachment hearings more frequently. But the new chapter was not simply the age of impeachment counsels, independent counsels. It became, unbeknownst to the American people, the age of impeachment. Starr played a significant role investigating Clinton, filing a report that led to his impeachment. In the House, Clinton was acquitted in the Senate. Instead of a once-in-a-century phenomenon, which it had been, presidential impeachment has now become a weapon to be wielded against one's political opponent, Starr said. Starr claimed Trump didn't obstruct Congress by not allowing any White House witnesses or documents. He also stated that the House inquiry process that produced the two articles of impeachment was suspect, do you think? It's just outrageously suspect. It is not an impeachable offense for the President of the United States to defend the asserted legal and constitutional prerogative of the presidency, Starr said. Due process could have been honored. Basic rights could have been honored. But what's done is done. These two articles come before the court. This high court of impeachment, dripping with fundamental process violations. Nice statement. Dripping with fundamental process violations. I got to tell you, you know, that listening to the Democrat, their lies are not good lies, so they get repetitive so that they can reinforce the lies and it's the old Goebbels thing. Tell a lie loud enough and long enough and it becomes believable. You saw that play out. I mean, it's straight out of Joseph Goebbels. Now here, words have meaning with the originalist constitutional thinking. This is what's going on here. I want to read this article to you so you understand with clarity what he's talking about. He makes the comment earlier, where he makes the claim, there's the claim that's made, instead of a once-in-a-century phenomenon, which it had been, presidential impeachment has become a weapon to be wielded against one's political opponent. That's what Starr quoted. Starr claimed that Trump didn't obstruct Congress by not allowing any White House witnesses or documents. He also stated that the House inquiry process that produced the two articles of impeachment was suspect. This is how he says it. Now, these words have meaning. Says due process could have been honored. And clearly, I think everybody who's watched this thing, it wasn't honored. There was no due process for the president. Basic rights could have been honored. But what's done is done. These two articles come before this court, this high court of impeachment, dripping with fundamental process violations. Dripping with fundamental process violations. You know, when words have real meaning, they have real meaning. And that's exactly where we're at with this. It's completely a flawed case. It shouldn't even be here, but it's here. Why? Because you can get a dictatorship out of the House of Representatives. Shocking, I know. But remember, the founding fathers put up a wall of resistance against the excesses of the House of Representatives and the impulses of the political elites who could be in control of the House, which is what you have with the Democrats. And they have created a dictatorship. They have created a pure democracy by which, you know, they can eat the lamb. You know that story about a democracy. You have three animals, and they all look around and say, hey, what's for dinner? Let's vote. 2-1, there's a vote. The two wolves vote for the lamb, of course, the lamb votes against being eaten. You get the drift. So what you have is a situation in the House of Representatives where you have Republicans. It's just like California. California has a monoparty system. See, there was no wall. There's no firewall between the Assembly in California and its Senate. Nor is it in any state right now because of Reynolds versus Sims. Reynolds versus Sims, what they have done, of course, they have stripped away the veneer of the Senate being the resistance to the Assembly or House of Representatives in the state's situation. But in the federal model that we have right now, there is a wall of separations. You couldn't get it any more perfect than what you're understanding right here, right now. You're seeing the dictatorship that's going on in the House of Representatives, and you're seeing the resistance properly placed by Mitch McConnell and others in the Senate saying, whoa, 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 whoa. You've got an out-of-control process, which they've called out of control by Nancy Pelosi. It's corrupt. It's a dictatorship. And it's trying to infringe and encroach upon the Senate, but there's a wall of separation that was put there by the Connecticut Compromise and Benjamin Franklin. Hello? States have rights. And the states are saying, the 50 states are saying by way of their senators, whoa, slow down, House of Representatives. We have a dictatorship going on here. Our rules apply, butt out. And, of course, there's wavering going on. There's all this resistance going on. The Senate needs to stand firm. This is not, and, of course, that's the problem. You have a lot of globalists in the Senate like Mitt Romney, right? He's trying to break that down. Susan Collins, another one. And who are they beholding to? I guess that's the big question, huh? Democrats have alleged that Trump withheld millions of dollars, and that's a bunch of garbage. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. The big thing that's really going on, of course, is California is missing, as reported, missing about 320, you know, you get over $300 billion, just starts to become like a billion. $320 million. Billion! I did it again. $320 billion missing from the state of California. Southern California takes coronavirus precautions after two cases have been confirmed. John Durham, head of probe into Russia investigation, appoints new criminal chief. Uh-oh, that indicates that the investigation is growing into all this other stuff, right? Yeah. I'll tell you what, there's going to be a heap of growth in the investigation of what's going on in relation to this in California. Shocking! Everybody already knows about it. And there's some people in California probably going to be leaving to Ireland or Fiji. I guess, you know, for those people who want to have no reciprocity with being, you know, taken in by the government. I have a problem. Federal prosecutor John Durham, who is leading the Department of Justice probe into the origins of the investigation into Russia interference in the 2016 election, appointed a new criminal division chief. Durham, a U.S. attorney for the District of Connecticut, said that Sarah Carwan will be taking the position. I am thrilled that Sarah will lead our criminal division. Oh. Now, you're hearing what I'm talking about here, right? Big things happening. My prediction, April. Funny, Nancy Pelosi said something about April 17th. Shocking. I think that's Good Friday or something, right? You know what? I need to look at a calendar. Because, you know, I just can't work that whole thing in my mouth. I just can't. You know, what is that? What is that thing? That's a calendar. Okay. So here we go. We're January. So we got February, March, then April. So April, shocking, that's Good Friday. Shocking. Shocking. I wonder what she meant by that. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, and that's okay. We'll just keep you in the dark. No, Nancy Pelosi came out with some wild prediction. Huh? Something about, and she was babbling, nervous Nancy. And says something like, oh, April 17th. And everybody's like, what's that? Is that some sort of coded message? It's all over the internet. Anyway. So this Sarah Carwan, during her more than 12 years as an assistant U.S. attorney, Sarah has done it all. Prosecuting violent criminals, drug traffickers, financial fraudsters, corrupt public officials, and a variety of other wrongdoers, Durham said in a statement. Given the breadth of her experience and her exceptional lawyering skills, she certainly will be a standout as our new criminal chief. Carwan, most recently, was chief of the district's major crime units, where she supervised prosecution of cases involving matters such as immigration, human trafficking, and hate crimes. Her cases included prosecuting a Connecticut teenager who possessed a firearm with an unobliterated serial number. A New Haven man who possessed heroin and crack cocaine with the intent to distribute, and a Woodbury man who stole more than $1.8 million from the estate of a woman who died. As an assistant U.S. attorney, Carwan served as both the district's professional responsibility officer and elections officer and was a member of the hiring committee. She also spent time as deputy chief of the district's financial fraud and public corruption unit and as an organized crime and drug enforcement task force attorney. Before joining the U.S. Attorney's Office, Carwan was in private practice for about 6 years, specializing in securities litigation. She graduated from the College of William and Mary. Shocking, William and Mary. That's William of Orange, by the way. It's funny, all these orange men running around. They say Donald Trump's an orange man. Now, listen, for those of you that know that what I'm talking about, you're probably laughing. And you should be. William of Orange. He's a guy, you know, all these counties called Orange County. Named after William of Orange. I want you guys to look that one up. Figure it out. Why do they name all these counties after William of Orange? Carwan replaces William Sardini, who now sits on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. And Durham was tasked with looking into the origins of the probe into possible collusion between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia. The investigation includes looking into actions taken by private actors, Attorney General William Barr said last month. He's not just looking at the FBI, Barr said. He's looking at other agencies and departments and also private actors. So it is a much broader investigation. So I had to read that entire story just to say, oh, I told you so. And I did. I've been telling you guys. Listen, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, if you haven't figured it out already. They're broadening their investigation into the Clinton, Biden, Mueller, Comey, Clapper. Can I go down the list? This is what this is, guys. They're broadening. They're going criminal. And they said there's criminal investigation, but they're broadening the criminal scope of this. Now, Durham is also looking at the FBI's use of Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA warrants, and actions taken by other agencies such as the CIA. See, this article gets better. This is a cold read, by the way. It says he is not just looking at the FISA aspect of it. He is looking at all conduct, both before and after the election. Oh, you know, and the question comes up when, you know, I want to pause here. What about the elections of 2018 and 2020? Do you think he's looking into things that went on in California's 2018 election? Shocking. Maybe Orange County? Double shocking. And how about what might be happening in the 2020 election? Paul, it hasn't even happened yet. That's my point. Durham issued a rare statement last month after the Department of Justice Inspector General Horowitz released its information. Based on the evidence collected to date, and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General we do not agree with some of his report's findings. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Wow, just a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We got this, the checkbook. Where's the checkbook? Yeah, a lot of problems. A lot of problems. I wouldn't want to be Betty Yee right now. Is she related to Leland Yee? Okay, so this is the story. This is the story of the day right now. We got other stories going on, like, you know, some military folks we can talk about. And then some other things. It's just not looking good for California. It's just not. There's always New California as your alternative, right? And I know they're going, the New California. Well, those guys are going, guess what? Your time is up. Your time is up. Ding. That's really what it comes down to. I don't know why I get the sound. Did you get the sound effects going on here? What's up with that? I don't know. I really don't know. But I'm trying to understand what is up with that, right? Betty Yee, she is the controller for the state of California, and she's in real trouble. Actually, she's not so much in trouble as everybody else in the state of California is in trouble because, you know, No, did they say that right? Golly G. Yeah, golly. Okay. Golly Yee G. How's that? We'll get that pronunciation right. This is, they're missing $320 billion last year.
I'm sorry.
Now, listen, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I'm going to go check my checkbook right now, and I'm going to find out if I'm missing $320 billion out of my checking account. Well, I mean, don't you think you should? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.